VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 27th of April 2025. Now, on with the news, which is going to be a short one today.
Hello from Bunbury. Bunbury Radio Club will hold a fox hunt on Saturday 3rd of May starting at 10 a.m. We would like to invite anyone interested in radio direction finding to make the trip to Bunbury and join in the fun. It doesn't matter if you're a first timer or have heaps of stories from the past to share, we'd love to get to know you. Bring your lunch or buy something from the local takeaways and have a picnic in the park with us. Last year, the seven teams that took part had a ball, and we still talk about how we must point the Yagi in the right direction or we end up getting horribly confused. Yes, we are aware the 3rd is Election Day, but we're confident we can discharge our civic duties before heading out and playing radio. If you'd like further information about this event or Bunbury Radio Club in general, please check out our website at www.bunburyradioclub.com or email us at vk6brc@gmail.com. On behalf of VK6BRC, the Bunbury Radio Club, I'm Phil, VK6DEV.
Good morning, campers. The Southern Electronics Group would like to tell you all about a fun little weekend away in the rural radio quietness that is Mayenup. The Mike Beale Memorial Mayenup Hamcampion is on again over the weekend of 16th to 18th of May. This is an opportunity to drag the van, tent or swag down to Mayenup and enjoy some quality time with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Mayenup is roughly 3 hours from Perth, down either the freeway and via Collie or Albany Highway via Kojanup. There is plenty of room to camp. There are hot showers and a camp kitchen if you wish to use our facilities. The site does not provide mains power to campers, so please bring your solar panels or a small generator. There are plenty of tall trees to throw a line and some good places to attach a squid pole. Mayenup grounds are a registered POTA, that's Parks on the Air site, AU3768, so you can be activating a park all weekend. Camping is $10 per person per night, which all goes to the Mayenup Progress Association for upkeep of the grounds. We can take cash or card when you arrive. We also have a Facebook page for Hamcampion where we provide regular updates. As the event is in May, the weather can be warm, cold, wet or dry, so come prepared. The fire will be cranking most of the weekend, so marshmallows are recommended. This event is 3 weeks away, so don't leave it to the last minute to decide. If you're planning to join us, please drop me a note at vk6ek@gmail.com. That's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo @gmail.com. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the years, I've talked about different ways of using our license to transmit. I've discussed things like modes, such as voice, AM, FM, and SSB, and digital modes like FT8, Whisper, RTTY, FreeDV, Hellschreiber, Olivia, and even Morse code. Recently, it occurred to me that there is something odd about how we do this as a community. Now that I've realized this, it's hard to unsee. Let me see if I can get you to the same place of wonder. Why is it that we as amateurs only use one such mode at a time? Let me say that again. With all the modes we have available to us, why do we only use one mode at a time? Why do we get our brain into the mindset of one activity, stop doing that in order to move to another mode? It's weird. Amateur radio is what's called frequency agile. What I mean by that is we are not restricted to a fixed number of channels like most, if not all, other radio users. We can set our transmission frequency to whatever we want, within the restrictions imposed by our license conditions, and start making noise. There's agreement on what mode you can use where, but within that comes a great deal of flexibility. We have the ability to find each other, call CQ, and if the band is open and your station is transmitting a signal, the chance is good that someone somewhere on planet Earth will respond. We change frequency at will, almost without thought. But why don't we do this with modes? The closest I've seen is local VHF and UHF contests, where you get different points depending on which mode you're using, and even that seems hard-fought. It's weird. We have an increasing range of software-defined radios, or SDR, where your voice or incoming text can be transformed to a different mode at the touch of a button, but we rarely, if ever, use this ability. In case you're thinking that the restriction relates to the availability of SDR in the average amateur radio shack, most amateur modes fit within a normal audio stream, and that same flexibility could be applied to the vast majority of transmitters scattered around the globe. But to my knowledge, it isn't. Why is that? Better still, what can we do about it? Can we develop procedures and processes to make us more, let's call it, mode agile, giving us the ability to change mode at the same ease as we change frequency? What would a mode and frequency agile amateur look like? What processes would you use? Right now, the best we have is to QSY, or announce that we're changing frequency. But I've never heard anyone use that to describe a change of mode. Of course, it's possible that I've led a sheltered life and not been on air enough, but if that's the case, I'd love to hear about it. So what is stopping us from becoming even more flexible? Do we need to practice this, develop better tools, teach new amateurs, have multi-mode nets, invent new modes that share information across different modes simultaneously, build radios that can transmit on different frequencies, or something else? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, one and all. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 27th of April. Hope you enjoyed the opportunity for you. Free to any home. Pick up required ASAP for you today is an LG 4230 Delta-AA with remote, work as it should. There's also a Panasonic Tango Hotel Lima 32 X-ray 20 Alpha. Has intermittent problem with turning on sometimes, but works once it gets going. There's also a Panasonic TH42 Alpha 400 Alpha. A remote control is kaput, but a new one is available at a reasonable price, $12, and manuals are easily downloaded and must be picked up this week or after the tip. So if you're looking for a big screen TV for your shack, please contact John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. It's John. His email address is john.vk6julietfoxtrot@gmail.com. I'll say again phonetically, contact John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot, on his email, julietoscarhotelnovember.victorkilo6julietfoxtrot@gmail.com. That's pick up those TVs, and it has to be quickly done, otherwise they go off to the dump. And also today I have for you for sale a Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Echo transceiver. Fully working order, when placed in storage some years ago, was part of a deceased estate. It was powered up the other day and worked okay for a short time before a capacitor failed. So it might be a good project for someone to redo some of the caps in there. It's being sold in that state and asking $350 or nearest offer. Pick up only at Swan View, postcode 6056. Also available is a Yaesu Yankee Delta 148 desk microphone, $90 or near offer on that one. Please contact Rodney, mobile number 0421 934 418. Again, 0421 934 418. 21 93 4418. And thank you, says Rodney. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. My email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And until next week, I hope you find something interesting. Had a good weekend. Good Anzac Day weekend. All the best. Cheers now, 7-3. Roy, VK6XRayVictor.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.